unanimous. Next case, please.
The next application's 11,886. Terry Schenk seeks a variance from the rear yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of White Oak Road, approximately 1,438 feet north of South Dogwood Drive. The 911 address is 30878 White Oak Road, Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 134, Map 6, Parcel 40. Specifically, they're requesting an 8.33 variance for the rear. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, one mail return. Thank you.
Steven, can you state your name and address for the record?
Terry Schenk, 30838 White Oak Road, Dagsboro.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you much.
Thank you.
Good evening,
good
sir.
Evening.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, I have your application here, and I'd like to know if you could first for the board, if you could address the five standards for the granting of the variance, please. I see you have them filled out.
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, uniqueness of the property. Due to the original design of the subdivision, the last four lots on this side of the street were designed shallower than the rest of the lots on this side of the street. Cannot otherwise be developed because of the time constraints imposed by Sussex County Planning and Zoning. Replacing of a home that has been removed and the availability of used homes meeting the age requirements imposed by the county. This is the shortest length home we have found to have it done in time. Not created by the applicant, the lot dimensions were set by the original developer, which restricted the length of the home that can be placed on properly with the time restriction and the year of the home that can be used for placement of the removed home lot as dedicated by the county. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The current neighborhood is currently and originally developed as a mobile home community. Home is being placed where the uninhabitable home was pulled out. Minimum variance with the approval of an 8.33 feet variance to the rear yard setback, we could replace a mobile home within the time frame and the age constraints as required by the current zoning regulations. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. And well done.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll start with questions from members of the board then. Mr. Mills, I'd start with you, please.
Are you limited to a single wide mobile home here?
Yes. I was told that I need 3/4 acre to put a double wide in. So
this is a mobile home park, right? No?
It was at the time. I don't know if they rezoned it in the meantime. But when I called, they told me I needed 3/4 acre for a double wide. And the other requirement was it had to be newer than the one that was removed, which was a 85 was removed.
So you called in, you didn't come in?
I called and talked to Rusty.
Rusty, okay.
It's an AR1, Mr. Mills, right? AR1.
Yes, okay. And so was it once a mobile home park, or?
I'd have to do some research to figure out if it was originally a mobile home park. It may have just been designed as a mobile home park, but never went through the process to be developed as a mobile home park because they are fee simple lots.
Okay.
But we do allow the replacement of mobile homes. And again, you'd have to comply with, it has to be newer.
Right.
And if it was a...
5 years.
5 years.
Right.
Well, if it's an existing structure, it just has to be newer. If it's a newer one, it can't be more than 5 years old. So if it was a 3/4 acre lot or more, they could put a double wide there. It just can't be more than 5 years old. In this case, they were replacing a single wide, and they can replace with a single wide, but they can't replace, they can't go from a double wide to a single wide, but they can go to a single wide to a single wide. It just has to be newer than what was originally there.
But then we run into problems with variances and setbacks. When you were looking at double wide mobile homes?
Originally, we did see one. We went and looked at it, and that's when I had called in, and I was told no double wide.
Would a double wide have fit in the setback?
Probably would have.
Okay, so the difference would have been that you would have just had to, you would have applied for a a different variance.
Different variance, but then I also, you know, we were talking about the septic also.
Right.
Because that would give me a smaller area for my septic if I would go wider also.
Okay. Would it fit? Would it work?
Would it work?
I don't know. I had a septic plan drawn up for the one that, you know, the single wide, just to get an idea.
Right.
And he said, you know, we would have, if it would be a double wide trailer, you would have to put a lot more, what do they call them, the runs?
Drain field, larger drain field.
Take a lot more of them.
Sure.
Because he says, you know, each one would take, I believe he said 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And if we go with a single wide, we would need 5 of the runs, which would still be a pretty good area. Whereas if we would go the double wide, then I think we were up to 12 almost. It was 10 or 12, he was saying, if it would be a wider mobile home, because they would be so much shorter.
Right.
You have to keep the septic, you know, 10 feet off the property lines.
Right. The reason I ask these questions, because you're between a rock and a hard place.
Right.
And so to have been told, if your preference was the double wide, and I think I may speak for the other members of the board as well, if your preference was for a double wide, and that's what you, if you could fit that within the setback requirements, then, you know, I don't see much of a difference, if you fellas don't. And might suggest that we leave that the hearing open if that's what you would like
to do.
No, at this time I wouldn't, because now I found a single wide.
Okay.
And I actually put a deposit on it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, because I was told 2 months ago I can't do a double wide.
Sure.
And I never even thought about asking for a variance. I was just told, no, you can't do a double wide. So I started looking for single wides.
Okay.
I actually spent all summer looking, and they're all 80 foot long.
Okay.
Basically. Mm-hmm. So I would. You know, I'm asking for the variance.
Sure.
And that's unfortunate then.
Right. Okay. I never thought about asking for the variance.
Right. Well, that's what you're doing now.
Right. Now I am. You know, because we were just out of options. Like you were saying, we're between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
There's just, I don't know what to do.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Well, and you know, for future reference, is this going to be your home?
It probably will be later down the road. We're not planning on selling it right now. We're going to use it for the summer to go down. We go to Delaware a lot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
like going there
if we do approve this and you're talking to other neighbors and they have the same questions, then you can advise them that
a variance
of one or the other is not going to be, in my opinion, and I think I, again, speak for the other board members, not much of a difference. So,
this is something I've never done before.
Sure, I understand. Yeah. Well, you're doing a fine job. You've addressed the standards. So.
Standard.
No other questions.
Thank you, Mr. Mills. Mr. Hudson?
Are there any improvements on the lot now? Are you replacing an old mobile home?
The old one was taken out because there was actually mold inside it.
Okay.
It was really left go.
And was it similar?
Tree branches fell through.
Okay.
It was really bad.
Was it similar to the same size as
yes.
this?
Yes. Well, it's a little bit shorter because it was older.
Okay.
It seemed like once they got up to like 80s, they got longer and they went to double wides more.
Yeah. So you had some difficulty finding one that was even 76 feet long.
They got longer as they got newer,
right.
Or they went to double wides.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Rigger?
Yeah, Thornbrook Acres has always been an AR1 situation in the other section. My memory hasn't lost me there. That's what killed you with the 20-foot setback and the 30-foot and the 10.
Yes, 30 feet off the road.
They stopped making 14 by 70s?
I think you have to almost special order them now.
Is that right? I'll be darned.
That's
something
new.
Yeah. So they're 14 by 76.
Still wouldn't have made it.
Yeah. My goodness.
It puts them in a rock and a hard spot.
Yeah, it sure does.
Did the tree branch fall through the middle?
Even a 14 by 70.
I'm not sure. They pulled it out before I bought the lot.
Okay.
So they just pulled it out. But another neighbor told me a tree branch fell through. They never fixed the roof. And there was water getting in and turned moldy. And
I asked that because I remember one in Dogwood Acres.
Oh, do you? It probably was. It was really left go.
Right.
A lot of trees were in there. I did cut a lot of the trees down now, just so it doesn't happen.
Are you planning on any other improvements on here?
At this time, no. Possibly a garage, maybe down the road to store a boat in if we have enough room later. But
yeah, well,
at this is
good for you. If this is approved, you know what you got to work with now, without having to come back in here.
Right.
Right. No other questions, Mr. Burton.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Mr. Burton?
Is this one of your, the one you gave?
That's the one that we put a deposit on.
And that's the one you're going to put in your place?
Yes.
This one here is?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So you got this out of Mobile Park?
Yes, that's up by Smyrna in a mobile home park.
Okay.
It's an older gentleman that moved out. He's living with, taking care of another woman. So he's living at her house now.
Okay. No other questions.
Thank you, Mr. Burton. Any further questions?
Did you ever look at turning it to minimize the variance?
We did, but it would really take up a lot of the lot and give us less room for the septic because of the diagonal. And, you know, staying away from the 10 feet off all the lines with the septic, it really, you'd almost have the septic in your front yard, but then you're getting up towards the well also.
I take it you don't have a septic system in there now?
No, we have plans to have it done.
What was service in the old home? Was it a cesspool?
I think it was a cesspool. It looks like it fell in, really, because there's a hole there and there's a pipe sticking up. Okay. So they plan on removing that and putting in a new septic.
And that'll probably be in this building envelope here, more than likely, the septic?
It's actually going to be off to the side a little bit. I have a picture of the proposed, if you want to see it.
Oh, yeah. I think board may want to take a look at that.
I can see it from here. Yeah. That's in the back left corner.
Top left corner of the lot.
Yeah.
Yes. Our left hand.
Mm-hmm. You'll need to submit that to Ms. Cornwell so we can have that in the record.
Is this your only copy?
No, I think I have another one.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Any questions?
Okay. Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
You can just sit right there.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. There's certainly a uniqueness here because it's a quasi mobile home park, if you will, but it's also AR1. So that makes it difficult to develop it in strict conformity. And I think that because of the offerings from mobile home manufacturers, it makes it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, that situation was not created by the applicant, and he'd just like to be able to use his property. And we did not hear testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and in fact, be in character of the neighborhood. Don't think it'll be detrimental to public welfare, and I think he's asking for a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,886.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,886. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,886 is approved.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas.
Hey,